Off the ball.
Rugby.
And then with the players, they're just so supportive and, you know, you see it, like they play with their heart in their sleeve, and that's all you want from them, to do or die out there, and that's what they do.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
All right, it's 7 minutes past eight. You can keep your Arsenal complaints coming through. We didn't do enough Arsenal so far, apparently, according to the Arsenal fans this morning. You can leave a comment in the YouTube stream if you want. But we are turning to rugby. I'm delighted to say Will Greenwood is with us. Will, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning. I was listening to your Easter raffle, and I didn't know what sort of size radio station you were, and I thought you were going to say, and you get the chance to win 202 euros. When's that?
Welcome, Will. Thanks for that.
You're kind of a big thing, right?
Well, there you go. There you go, Will.
Who knew?
Well, I'm glad that you. I'm glad that we wear it lightly. That's how I'm going to phrase that. Rico Ioane signed yesterday, around about this time. He released the news a little bit in advance. It seems took Leinster a bit by surprise that the news came out with his AI generated picture of him in a Leinster singlet. And I've got to say, the general response was somewhat shocked. I kind of thought that this Barrett thing was like a one hit for Leinster, but it turns out, no, it's the new normal. What was your response as a matter of interest?
Man crush is probably wrong. I think he's just an unbelievable rugby player. I watched him. They moved him, 6 years ago from wing to centre, something like that. Might have been slightly less. And I thought, this is interesting. Always rate him very highly as a gliding winger. And he just moved into the centre. And his first year or so was a little bit uncomfortable. And now he's as good as there is out there. I mean, he really, really is. As a 13, to be able to carry hard in the middle, to be able to handle, but then also, which is an absolute prerequisite for all outside centres, you've got to have an outside break. And he's got a Jerry Guscott outside break. He can just go and put the afterburners on. I think he's hard as nails. I love his chat. Love his chat. It goes both ways, right? You give it, you get it back. And I think he's a proper competitor. His brother was brilliant as well. I think it was Akira in the back row for Auckland as well, and never quite made it. But he's just a proper baller.
And with the news that Leinster, who are obviously pretty good at the minute, signing him, there's a backlash, which seems not just from the other Irish provinces, but from across Europe, about how the system is unfair. What is your instinct on that?
Sort your own system out, as in people throwing stones from across the pond. Don't worry about what other people are doing, and try and sort your own mess or house out, or try and get the right system that works for you. Now, in terms of what happens in 10 years' time and how this plays out, we don't know. But right now, it seems you guys get quarterfinalists, semi-finalists, finalists every year in the European Cup. You win championships or it goes to the final game and you miss out. You win in New Zealand, you win in South Africa. You're the top team in the world. Looks to me like the top of your house is in quite good order, and most people would probably be pretty jealous of the way you're running things.
So that's an interesting and it seems very rational response. Because we obviously are broadcasting from Dublin, and we have many of our colleagues are Munster fans who don't happen to be in studio today, but they're pissed off about this, that Leinster are getting all the advantages. But I think you're instinct and your first answer is sort your own house out, and that's on a global level. Everybody else needs to sort their own house out, but equally within the Irish system, it feels like Munster, Connacht, Ulster need to get their houses in order, and likewise the English clubs need to get their houses in order before they start calling for some kind of I don't know how you would even clip Leinster's wings.
Maybe it's just become the norm with France. We're not having a pop at France when you look at the ridiculous squads they've accumulated. They, whether or not eventually things come crashing down and private owners just realise there's not quite enough money to make in rugby, or eventually all they've touched turns into gold. A bit like that. I mean, just watching the football last night, the stadiums, and never mind the footballers on the pitch, the Inter Milan, the San Siro Stadium and the Bernabeu, it was like, my daughter who doesn't watch football said, "Dad, what's that?" I said it's a football stadium. She said, "What? How's that?"
You're not bringing her to the Stoop at the weekend, Will. No.
Yeah, well, I'm going down. It's Pride weekend. I'm taking my boys, and I've managed to grab 12 tickets for my Level 5 Rugby Club Maidenhead. So we're going en masse in fancy dress.
Class.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Own. It's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly, or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.
What makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board. Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting, and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable heated and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
On the YouTube stream for us, 0879 180 180 is the WhatsApp number. Now, I am delighted to say we're turning our attention to hurling, and we are joined by Nicky English of A Thursday Morning. Nicky, how are you?
Morning, Ger.
Nicky,
long time no speak. Hey, Paddy, how are you?
All good.
It's Babs Keating's 81st birthday today, Nicky. I was trying to do some maths. You were only You were only a young fella when he was winning the All Ireland final barefoot. Do you remember that game?
I was at it. Yeah, 1971. Yeah, I was nine. It was I remember my dad wouldn't bring me to the Munster final in Killarney, and it was a very wet day. But that was the first I learned. Well, sorry, I might have been at the football in 1970, but I don't remember that. But I remember that match in 71, and particularly Babs with the bare feet. We were all going around playing hurling and football and soccer and everything in the bare feet for weeks and months after that. Yeah, he's been, you know, an outstanding player, and you know, he was really the guiding light for us in Tip. You know, we had come on in 1982, a lot of my generation, and much like the lads that are playing now, the underage, we were still under 20, under 21 at the time, a lot of us, and it was a very tough start, and was kind of petering out really, because you know, we had won, I think Tip had won 3 under 21s in a row up to 82, and you know, we'd lost championships 84, 85, and then Babs came in the autumn of 86, and you know, some of our colleagues had emigrated and all at the time, and you know, it was different times economically in the country as well. And Babs really started a huge revolution in Tip. You know, he raised a lot of money. You know, took over, like, was able to fund the actual training, and change things utterly. Not just for Tipperary hurling, but for many other hurling teams as well around the country. Really, he was he brought a huge professionalism to the training, and you know, to the I suppose, set up of hurling teams and GA teams in general. And he was critical for us, and we had a great few years with Babs, and he's still going. He's still going strong. So happy birthday, Babs. He's hale and hearty, and probably swimming down there in the Cadine Hotel as we speak.
So he was obviously a successful businessman, but what was it about him that was able to transform that group? Because history is littered with really successful underage teams. You know, you think of Limerick in the noughties doing almost exactly the same thing, and it peters out a bit. Why was he able to galvanise all aspects of Tipperary hurling to get them to a bit where suddenly they could believe again?
Yeah, well, I suppose. Well, first of all, there was plenty of players coming, and but Babs had ultimate belief that Tipperary should be very competitive in any year, and at the time Tipperary had put a lot of money into the Semple Stadium redevelopment in 1984. And sorry, I'm a dog here.
That's all right.
He wants to get on the radio. But they had all their energies, and much like in any team or any club, when a lot of energy goes into putting into the pitch and into the facilities and into the stands, there's little energy then left for the team. And that was a little bit of that had happened in Tipperary, where all the focus had been on getting ready for 1984 and the centenary All Ireland, and having the pitch and stands perfectly. And if you had a team in it, which we nearly were, by the way, but would have been lucky. But the team was really neglected. And then Babs came in, and he was able to, I suppose, the team and the players saw immediately that, this was very different than what had been happening. Babs was prepared to go and raise money. Babs was prepared to spend money.
To listen to this morning's Off The Ball Breakfast in full, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.